96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Father's Day is behind us, but that doesn't mean that we can't stop thinking about the health of the men in our lives. We should think about it because for a lot of them, they just aren't thinking about their health. When compared to women, men are less likely to take care of them, of their health, or see a doctor. Well, what's behind that? And how can that be changed? Well, we're talking about that issue tonight on this Medical Monday. And my guests are Dr. Jacqueline Berry. She's an internist at Howard University Hospital. Also, we have Dr. Pamela Coleman. She is a urologist at Howard University Hospital. If you have a question or a comment about men's health, if you are a man, we would love to talk to you to find out why it is that perhaps you aren't going to see your doctor as often as you should, or if you're going on a regular schedule, why is that? And certainly, if you are someone who loves the man in your life, what are you doing to help turn that around, to make sure that the men in your life take care of their health? The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you're welcome to follow me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Okay, Dr. Berry, Dr. Coleman, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so I'll start with, you know, Dr. Berry, but certainly Dr. Coleman, if you have some thoughts about this, I'd love to have you share. What is it with men and not going to see their doctors?
Well, one of the things I think is that we do not educate and empower our boys about health. When they're younger, they need to know that there are things that they have to look out for. You know, when you're talking about a man, when you're talking about a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, he should have known certain things when he might have been 15, 20, 25. And we're not teaching our young men about health so that they don't know how to take care of themselves later on.
Dr. Coleman, as a urologist, obviously you deal with a lot of men. What are they telling you when you ask them about the frequency with which they see their doctors?
I would tell you that most of the men tell me that they didn't really know they had to come see a doctor.
Really,
yes. And their prompting or their initial need to come see a doctor is when something has gone wrong, when something does not seem right. So they're not tuned in to having healthy exams, screening exams, different things that can help them feel good all the time, not waiting to the last minute when disaster strikes or something doesn't seem to be going right.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Berry, you spoke about empowering boys. I would imagine, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, most of the time when male children have experiences with doctors, and I'm not talking about vaccinations and their mothers or fathers taking them when they're very small, but usually it's with a sports injury. You know, a lot of times they may sprain an ankle, or they may, you know, they may hurt themselves playing baseball or basketball or football, and a lot of times that's when they have their most important contact with the doctor. Is that true?
That is true. And one of the things is that a lot of times that's an urgent visit. They'll be in an ER or they'll be in an urgent care center and they'll have a sprain or a strain. And the doctor will see them and say, okay, put you in a splint, take some Motrin or whatever it is. And they don't have the time in the ER situation to sit down and say, do you know about high blood pressure? Do you know about heart disease? That's not the time when we have the time to talk to them about things that they need to know about.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It is a Medical Monday. We are talking about men's health and why is it that men are so resistant to, number one, going to see a doctor, or more generally, taking care of their health the way that women often do. Carrie, calling from Alexandria. Carrie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's Gary.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I was just calling in to state. I know when I was a lot younger, I had that virile, you know, bigger than life, can't get hurt type thought. As I matured and had several things develop in my life, I realized the importance of seeing my physician on a regular basis, becoming a type 2 diabetic, getting in there for my regular 3-month screenings, staying on top of them when I notice things are not going exactly right. You know, I still will maybe put it off a little bit longer so things get a little uncomfortable. You know, I say, okay, it's time to go see my doctor.
Yeah.
Because I do realize the very importance of it. We don't have grandchildren at this point in time, but as my doctor say, would you like to be around to see your grandchildren? And I would.
There you go. That I guess seeing grandchildren always a good reason. Jerry, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about men's health and trying to get them to be more proactive about taking care of their health. Richard, calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
You know, we don't mind going to the doctor, getting our hearts checked, getting our blood pressure and stuff taken care of, right? But we do not like prostate exams. That is the most uncomfortable thing, okay? And nobody's going to jump on fence to go see a doctor to go have that done. And we'll avoid that. That in itself will keep you from going to the doctor as a man.
Okay. Your thoughts about that, Dr. Coleman?
Yes, I definitely want to jump in there. So, a prostate exam, let's talk about that. A prostate exam is something, for the most part, you only need to get once a year, okay? So once a year and of discomfort really shouldn't, if it's going to make you healthy, if it's going to keep you alive longer, then you should decide that you'll come in and have that done. When I see a man who's coming in, let's say, especially African-American men over 40, 45, if they have a family history of prostate cancer, it's very, very important that you come in, let's have a conversation, let's talk about the rectal examination, let's talk about the blood test, the prostate-specific antigen. It really only takes less than 10 minutes for that whole conversation to take place. It can take longer. And the examination itself, it's probably about literally 2 seconds.
And when you're talking to folks, you know, like Richard, and certainly Richard, I understand, at least in theory, that people don't like prostate exams. But and I can ask the experts that I have one here, which is more uncomfortable, the prostate exam or prostate cancer?
Well, cancer is probably most uncomfortable, but I mean, you know, you want to keep
probably Richard, you said prostate cancer is probably more uncomfortable than that 3-second exam.
Well, no, it's not. But
I know.
At the same time, I mean, you ask the question. I mean, as little as it may seem, okay, it might be a bigger deal than you know, we can make it, you know, small deal. But you said, why are men coming to the doctor?
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah. And we've had that conversation on this program specifically about prostate exams and the like and how uncomfortable it is. There are things that are much more uncomfortable than prostate exams, including prostate cancer and even some other kinds of more invasive exams. But, you know, as doctors have said on this program, a lot of times when it comes to your health, let it go. Get it done.
I understand, and we do. We have a procedure done. I want to stay healthy for my family and everybody, for me, and I want to, you know, be there for my family. But I mean, when you look around, you know, everybody doesn't have that, and it takes, you know, that's just one of those things.
Yeah. Well, Richard, we wish you all the best health, and thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Boy, I tell you, you should see Dr. Barry and hear her expressions. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, calling from Montgomery County. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Calling in from Gatesburg. I have a question about selecting a physician.
Sure.
I think the biggest challenge is establishing a good relationship. I'm an African-American male, and I just find that to be a challenge. How can, you know, some guidance on that?
Well, this is Dr. Barry. One of the things you can do is to, well, first of all, sometimes you're in a network, so you have to have go to the doctors in your network with your insurance company. But one of the things you can do is make a meet and greet visit. Hmm. In other words, call up and say, I just want to make a visit as a new patient to meet a doctor. Sit down, talk to that doctor, see how you feel with that doctor, how you communicate with that doctor, how to communicate with you. And if you feel that that works for you, then that's the doctor you should choose. Sometimes men feel comfortable with women doctors or other men doctors, but you have to just sit down and it's a give and take from both people. So if you go see a doctor and you don't feel comfortable, then make an appointment and see another one.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you so much for your phone call, Kevin. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking about men's health, before I go back to the phone lines, I just have to share this with our listeners. This new online survey comes from the Orlando Health Hospital. It was printed in the Huffington Post in their health section. And it lists the top 8 reasons why men do not go to the doctor. The first one, too busy to go. The second one, afraid of finding out what might be wrong. And I think that's a really critical one. And I'm sure that's just not an issue with men. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's an issue with anyone. Uncomfortable with body exams. Well, we had our caller just talk about that. Personal questions my doctor may ask me. Getting on the scale to see how much I weigh. Vanity, thy name is man. Okay. not wanting to be naked under the gown. I find that interesting. And it's too cold in the examination room. And then 9% something else. Your thoughts about any of those that you may have heard in your medical careers? What are men telling you about why they're not coming?
Well, I would say, this is Dr. Coleman speaking, these certainly are a lot of excuses. Let's spin it on the positive side.
Okay.
As a physician, we're here to help you feel good mentally and physically. And that's really what we want to do. We're not here to hurt anyone or expose anyone or take advantage of anyone. We want you to feel good in all aspects of life. And so as you might go to a massage therapist after having a long, strenuous activity, running, basketball playing, whatever, you would want to come to your physician, have a conversation, and let's talk about your health. Let's keep you healthy mentally and physically.
Absolutely. One of the ones that I think was not mentioned here, and which I think is also a big one, is the cost. Because certainly, whether you have health insurance or if you don't have health insurance, if you have a copay, maintaining one's health can be expensive, although we've heard many physicians say preventative maintenance is considerably cheaper than long-term or severe health care.
And it's also a lot cheaper to come in and get an evaluation, find out that you are relatively healthy, and we'll see you in a year or two, than to come in when you're extraordinarily sick. We have to admit you to the hospital. You need surgery. You need multiple medications. And then that shortens your life and also adds more cost to you.
Interesting. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to John from D.C., Clarence from Virginia, Raul calling from D.C., and Kathy from Landover. So please, if you are on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we will take your phone calls. This is so critical, not just to hear from the men, but also from the family members who love them. We want to hear from you as well. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on men's health and getting them to the doctors to make sure that they are around for the grandchildren and the children. And you're good cooking, all that stuff. We'll be back in just a bit.